And now it's time for the talk about distribution. This is perhaps the most complex conversation to have of everything about this film. The reason for that is it's a literal existential question. What is the purpose for the existence of this film? By answering the question honestly, you'll get closer to the answer for what you should do to distribute the film. The first consideration to be made is whether or not it's even marketable as a feature film. Regardless of how long you planned it to be, if the movie didn't end up at least 65 minutes or longer, it doesn't count as a feature film. If it's not a feature film, movies are notoriously hard to distribute and market as short films. The hope is that you ended up making a feature film. However, if you didn't, there are still venues for short films, but none of them really involve major distribution and any hope of making any real money. Now, that is not to say that a short film can't be a huge help to your career. For example, both David Sandberg and Fede Alvarez made short films to put up online. Those films ended up getting each of those directors feature directing gigs on very well-known movies. There's obviously the exception rather than the rule, but it's not impossible. On top of that, a great short film might not, you know, get you the ability to direct Lights Out or remake Evil Dead, but it may get you small gigs or, more likely, connections with people that could lead to other potential projects. The reason the term calling card gets tossed around in regards to short films is because that's often literally what they are. You use a short film to show other people your skills, and hopefully they remember you the next time they're going to work on a project for which your services could be used. But let's say for the moment we have a completed feature film. This is the point where you have to be both realistic about what you wanted for the movie, and as well as objective about the quality of the work. So let's start with the question of objectivity about quality first. What do I mean by that? Well, we already know we were making a movie for almost no money, so we have no delusions about the fact that this will not look as good as most other movies. However, the other aspects of the movie can still be problematic. If the acting is not great, or it all just didn't come together well, all of those could be factors that could lead you to a decision about how high profile this project could be. The hope is that all of those things were great. However, sometimes the reality is that everything doesn't deliver exactly as you'd hoped. Now, that's not to say that it can't still be helpful to you in some way. It just means that the number of options you have has shrunken a little bit. In cases like these, having a completed feature film is still impressive. There's an enormous percentage of people who want to work in film that do not have a completed film of any kind, let alone a completed feature film. By simply releasing a film on YouTube, you were able to list that on the Internet Movie Database as a feature film. If you have all the ancillary materials to go with that, like posters and still photographs and credits, the truth is the people looking at the IMDb don't know the difference between your film that went out to YouTube and someone else's film that was released direct to streaming because they haven't seen either one. For the purposes of having production credits, you've accomplished the thing you set out to do for the Internet Movie Database. That's actually invaluable. Having a completed feature film is also helpful in showing people how seriously you put effort into completing a movie. That reflects strongly on someone's work ethic, particularly as it relates to working in low-budget film. If investors are looking for people to produce quick, inexpensive movies, and you were able to demonstrate that you made a feature film for almost no money, they are far more likely to want to work with someone like you than someone else who spent a great deal of money to get a film of not much higher quality. Those are two primary advantages you would get to putting out a not great, but still completed piece of work. So let's move on to the more helpful of the options. You made a completed film and it turned out pretty good. Not perfect, obviously, given our limitations, but a pretty good movie that displays your skills as a creator effectively enough to put out into the world. Where do we go from here? This is often the last question any filmmaker asks themselves, mostly because they're so interested and excited in the making of the film itself that they don't even think ahead to what they're going to do with the film once it's finished. I think many budding filmmakers have a strangely unrealistic vision in their head that when they have a completed film, all they have to do is send out some emails and a bunch of people will show up clamoring to get that movie and distribute it. That is unfortunately not the case, especially in today's heavily saturated movie market. However, there are places that are always looking for well-made creative films to distribute. There's a list of places on the website that you can look through that are movie distribution venues. Now, some of them do physical media and streaming, some of them are dedicated primarily to streaming alone, but these are all places that accept submissions of completed films for consideration to distribute. Now, it's important for me to clarify that I am not endorsing these places by putting them on the list. I'm simply making you aware of their existence. There are others as well, and every place will have a different distribution setup and a different contracting process. That's ultimately for you to decide on when you get to that point. The one thing I can say for sure is this. If you've spent no money on a movie and you find a distribution venue that wants to release it, you've already won. You're already ahead of the curve. That doesn't mean give away your movie for free, but I'm saying it to remind you that this is a big deal and you accomplished a lot from nothing. But here's the thing. You could also just give it away for free. I don't mean give it to the distributor. If they want it, get as good a deal as you can. But if you can't find distribution for it, you can just make it available for free to the public. Like we said before, YouTube counts as a premiere on the IMDb. And if you want to get eyes on your work and get attention to it, giving the film away is as good a way as any to get more people to see it. You can even put it on Amazon Prime. The most important part of your decision here is to answer the question of what you made the movie for. If it was to try and start a career in the film industry, then all of these options have the potential to send you in that direction. You didn't spend any money making the movie, so it's not a loss. One connection, one lead, one job can make all that effort worth it.